Hi everyone, it's iCarl and Audio Boo. I hope everyone's had a really good day. And I just thought I'd give you a bit of a recap of some of the things we've done today on our Mini Minx WDW Radio get-together. Well, this morning we got to the hotel. I know I booed on the way at about 9:30. And we checked in. And they had a room available for us straight away, which was great. So Oops, there's a Kong on the bed. Tommy's been throwing his toys around. And we've got quite a nice room at the Holiday Inn in Nottingham. It's furnished quite well with hard and soft pillows to choose from. And nice soft furnishings in sort of dark red colour. It's weird, these hotels, are they never have proper lighting, do they? Or ceiling lights. It's always lamps and things like that. But the lighting's not too bad. The televisions are prehistoric, big box TV. They think they need to come into the modern age. And ways to get hold of some free Wi-Fi in the bar as well, which was quite good, which will finish in 10 minutes. So when we got here, we had a brew and then had a walk into Nottingham itself, which takes about 15, 20 minutes from here and to the centre. And Tommy worked really well. New area, so he's always got more tension if he doesn't know where he is, but that's Tommy for you. But at the end of the day, he was working good, very little scavenging. I think I've been clamping down in the last couple of days, and I think he's sort of learning again that I'm the boss and he's not. And so we had a quick look round, grabbed something from Greg's for dinner, and we didn't buy anything. We might have another look tomorrow after we've had breakfast. We've got a bit more time, you see, to do that. And came back, bought some snacks from the Sainsbury's. We've got some nice chocolate cookies. We might have a couple when we get into bed tonight at 12 o'clock or whatever time we get back. Karen's probably going to be drunk.
Excuse me.
No, she's not. And I won't be. You know me, I'm quite good. And
your wife doesn't actually drink.
She doesn't actually drink, no. She doesn't actually. Honest, really? No, she doesn't. But then we had our meet-up. We all got together at 2 o'clock. You probably heard my earlier boo, which was we saw a bit of an icebreaker, guessed a Disney character. You know, you had a headband with a character on it. You had to guess who you were. A bit like the stick a post-it note on your forehead type thing, but this was just a posher version. So that was a nice icebreaker. Then we had... well, we sold raffle tickets, which was quite fun. I can't believe that Kim didn't know what to do with raffle tickets. I think she was just messing around. Kim and Michelle are the hosts of the Mini Minx podcast, for any Disney fans out there who like Disney with a bit of a girly approach to it. And so they sold the raffle tickets, and which was all going to Lumongello's charity group, which raises money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we managed to raise $175 on that. Saying that, one of the guys probably bought about 50 quid worth of tickets. But at the end of the day, it's like we bought quite a lot because it's all for a good cause. Some great prizes. We've actually won... Karen got a mug. So that's another mug we have to look find room for. But I managed to get a couple of the CDs, which Lou does, like tours of Main Street and also of Toontown Fair, which would be good because that's no longer there anymore. And it's like an audio tour, so I might even put some of that on here. But the best thing, what we actually won, was one of the main prizes, which is next time we're in Florida, which is later this year, which he ended up actually giving four away, is a Dole Whip or Citrus Swirl or equivalent at Sunshine Terrace in Adventureland, bought by, a Lower Isle. You can get it at Sunshine Terrace as well, I think. But bought by Lou Mongello himself, and obviously he'll be meeting up and we'll be having a chat with him. And he's just amazing with the knowledge he's got of Disney World and the history and everything what's there. So that's going to be a really good day. We're going to be different because obviously we're not used to that sort of thing, and a lot of the guys know him and already and do some of the stuff with him in his fundraising. So we did that. Then what did we do next, Karen? Oh, we did the recording. We had a bit of a break and got a bit of a munch of donuts, and then we did they did the recording of the Minimix podcast, and people got up and told some of their favourite Disney moments, which we didn't do. We just enjoyed listening to that and listening to the good old banter between Michelle and Kim. Then we had a quiz after that, which we didn't do bad. We got 17 out of 20, so that's quite good for us. But we didn't win. Someone did get 20 out of 20, so there we go. Yeah, only one got 20 out of 20. It was a good group. It was about 15, 20 of us, I think, was there? Yeah, there's quite a few, and there's quite a few staying it. And tonight we're going out to the Hungry Horse, or it's somewhat by the canal. It's a little a pub. And we're going to get some tea. And I might get some ambient sounds later and do that. So that's it for now. I'm going to sign off. So you guys have a really good night. I hope you enjoy whatever you're doing. We're going to enjoy what we're doing. And Tommy has been absolutely great. He's not. I've actually had him off harness all afternoon so he can play and have some fun with people. Dender Day is his holiday as much as it's ours. So, yeah. But he'll be on harness tonight. But if he gets a chance to play, I'll let him, you know. So that's it from me. And I will see you guys later.